2006 is the 400th anniversary of the birth of Jeanne Mance, and I've written a recently released children's book about her called Caring for a Colony, The Story of Jeanne Mance. Very few people outside of Quebec even know about Jeanne Mance, which is a shame because she was the first nurse in Canada and co-founder of Montreal. In fact, without her, Montreal probably wouldn't have survived as a colony. Feel free to contact me. I'd love to discuss this topic. Cheers, Joanna Emery. So, Joanna, who is Jeanne Mance?
Hi. Yeah, Jeanne Mance is Canada's very own Florence Nightingale of the 17th century, actually. She was the first nurse in Canada. She wasn't a nun. She was a lay nurse, a lay person. And actually, a lot of historians put her as the first nurse in North America. And she was also the co-founder of Montreal, along with Paul de Chaumetet de Maisonneuve. A lot of people know his name, but they don't know Jeanne Mance. And they helped set up Ville-Marie, which was the first name for Montreal.
And how is she? Considered a co-founder, like how much was she involved in that?
A lot, actually. She and Maisonneuve and a few other people were the first to travel up from the city of Quebec up the St. Lawrence to Montreal and set up the colony. And actually, at one point, several years later, they were running out of money, and they were also running out of recruits, people to help defend the colony. And so Jeanne knew of this benefactress back in France who was going to support the hospital that she was going to manage, the Hotel Dieu in Montreal, and sent Maisonneuve back there to go get that money that had been allocated to the hospital because they needed the recruits or else the colony wouldn't have survived. There were a lot of attacks at that time, the Iroquois raids, and the colonists were, even in Quebec actually too, where they were either getting killed or they were kind of saying, okay, we're going to leave, this isn't worth it.
So this is a book that you've written for young people specifically. So when you know, this is actually deep history. What kind of stories did you try to include in the book?
Yeah, well, I actually found a lot of really interesting tidbits about New France history while I was researching for this book. So the book's basically her biography and what she did in New France in Montreal. But it's also got these little interesting things like when the first horse came over to New France in the middle of the 17th century, the native people had never seen this before, and they called it like the Frenchman's moose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
and other little things, as Catholics, you know, they weren't allowed to eat meat on Fridays, but they were allowed to eat fish. Mm-hmm. But then there was the question about beavers. Well, the church then said, well, beavers, you know, they swim in the water most of the time, and their tail kind of acts like a fin, so yeah, you can eat beavers on Friday.
Really?
Wow. So little things like this I've put in my book, and I'm hoping that will really attract children to the history of New France, because it's fascinating.
And how did you fall in love with Jeanne Mance yourself?
Well, I met my publisher at a book conference, and I introduced myself, and I have a history degree, so I said, you know, I'm interested in your series, and she said, well, send in a proposal, and I did a little bit of research and came across the name Jeanne Mance, and the more I read about her, the more I found out she's a really cool person, like the things that she's undergone, you know, especially for the 17th century are incredible. She actually traveled the Atlantic 7 times, you know, to go back and forth for support for the colony.
Yeah.
And so I brought the proposal to my publisher, and she said, go for it. And that's how I got into writing about her.
And what's the reaction been from kids? Have you had any test runs to see how they're responding to the book?
Yeah, well, the book came out just last month, so I'm starting to do a lot more readings and talks now. But yeah, they're quite fascinated. My youngest child, she's 6. She's really excited because on the second page, I had her dressed up when she was younger as a little 17th century girl, and I took a picture of her and put it in. You know, perhaps Jeanne Mance would look like this, so she's all telling her friends she's in this book. She's excited. Yeah.
How is Jeanne Mance remembered now?
Well, in Montreal, there's a park named after her. You know, there's a street, of course, and in Ottawa, where actually I grew up, and maybe subconsciously, I kind of remembered the name because the first government building named after a woman is in Ottawa, and that's named after her. You know, I probably drove by it, and you know, the name popped up years later. But that, you know, she's also taken in the grade 7 curriculum, so she's studied a bit. But I'm hoping now that with the anniversary of her birth, that it'll get a little more. Her name will be a little more well known.
Well, Joanna, thanks so much for telling us her story and for writing us.
Great, thanks.
You can just pick up that book, Caring for a Colony, The Story of Jeanne Mance. Or if you want to get some more information about it before you go out there, just go to the website for her publisher, www.napoleonpublishing.com.
And just like Joanna, if you have a great idea for us at Freestyle, again, our email address is freestyle@cbc.ca. We'd love to hear from you.
So from one famous Montrealer to another, Leonard Cohen. Such a man of the world, really, but his home base for years was Montreal. Here he is with one of those great favorites, Ain't No Cure for Love.